Forward momentum.
Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Episode 2, Convergence. It is 30 years after the Jedi Civil War, millennia before the time of the Galactic Empire, a time of legend and myth. As with many legends, this one begins in blood. A young girl, Cara Tal Vanden, has found her parents murdered for a secret she didn't know they possessed. Now, armed with a lightsaber and holocron she found beneath the ruins of her family's home, young Cara sets out on a course for revenge. But the Sith Lord, Karennin Vennar, has blockaded her homeworld of Dera IV, and his troops are everywhere, a fact that has complicated not only her quest, but the lives of many on the pastoral planet.
Move along, citizen, move along.
Of course, officer, of course. Liana, where am I meeting our contact again?
A little cantina called the Weary Traveler. You should be almost there. I hope this goes well. I am anxious to be away.
Yeah, me too. But an empty ship makes us no credits.
True, but neither does one that's been impounded.
Hey, a little faith would be nice, Liana.
And you, Ren, I have faith. In this nameless contact in a cantina full of nervous smugglers and the like, with a Sith blockade forming above, I have no faith whatsoever.
Yeah.
And here we are, Cara, Othani Spaceport. Are you sure you really want to do this?
Yes, I don't have much choice. I should get off world as quick as I can.
You know, you don't have to leave. The missus and I'd be happy to take you in.
No, Gareth, it wouldn't be safe. It's best if I just disappear.
Damn off-worlders. When they showed up in the village asking after your grandmother, I should have known something was up. Sten was my best friend when we were kids, and those damn... You remember, you have a home with us if you need it. Anytime.
I know. Goodbye. Now where? Weary Traveler, eh? Good as anywhere, I guess. Wow, I've never seen so many off-worlders in one place. Some of them are downright... odd. Maybe the barkeep would know where I can book passage. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Do you know of any ship willing to take on passengers?
I might. If you say, bought a drink first? This isn't exactly the tourism ministry.
Fine. Ruby Bleel.
Hard drinker.
Now, my answer?
A lot of people went off this rock just now, miss. But I think I know a few folks that needed some quick credits. Try that guy over in the corner. Poor Ren's luck ain't been what it used to.
Thanks.
No, Leona. No sign of our contact yet. Hang on, this might be her.
Excuse me, are you Ren?
I might be. Depends on who you are.
My name is Cara Tal Vanden. The bartender said you have a ship, one that might be willing to take on a passenger.
Damn, it's not her. The bartender told you wrong. We're a cargo ship, not a passenger liner.
I can't afford a liner. Look, I know I don't have much, but I'm also willing to do any work you'd ask of me during the trip. It's vital I get off Dara 4.
Oh, it's vital. Why didn't you say so? Girl, every other being in this cantina thinks it's vital that they get off World 2. We don't need more workers, we need profitable cargo, which you're not. And we're not leaving until we can get some. Now, if you'll excuse me, my appointment's here.
But...
Look, talk to me again later. We might be able to take you once our hold is full.
Right. I'll leave you be.
Thank you, farm girl. Hello, I'm Ren Filani. I understand you have some cargo to move?
The girl?
A local, wants off world. I told her to find another ship, of course.
Good. Down to business, and fast. I want this stuff gone before the Sith decide to start searching warehouses.
Talk to me later. Sheesh. Maybe I should just move on. Wait a sec. Who's that just walked in? Huh. The way his eyes keep darting around, he may as well have carried in a lit sign reading, "I'm up to no good."
Korska Ale, my good barman.
Yeah, right. You got 160 credits in those spotless clean robes of yours, pal.
What? That's robbery! Fine. Water. Chilled if he can manage it.
Letty dandy. Well, at least the pirate's business seems to be almost done.
That key card will get into the warehouse where the cargo is stored. I want to avoid attention, so load it fast.
Payment?
As soon as the cargo's loaded, I'll transfer the first 2,000 credits. You'll get the rest when you get it safely to Boss Kui on Ormantel.
Agreed. Pleasure doing business with you.
No one move. This entire establishment is under interdiction. Remain seated with your hands in plain view while we conduct our search.
Oh, hell. Liana, this would be a good time for a daring rescue.
Damn you, Filani, you set me up!
What? Me? After all the trouble we took arranging this?
You. You're coming with us.
What do you want me for?
Whew, they're after her.
She was talking with this one. We'll bring him in, too.
Hey, I didn't... Whoa. Don't shoot. I'm coming peacefully. Liana...
Stop right there!
A Jedi?
If he is, he's a moron for announcing himself like that. If he isn't, well, he's still a moron.
Men, take the Jedi!
Down!
Damn, it seems like everyone is a blaster in here. Except that girl. She's standing there with her mouth open like an idiot.
Great, contact's dead. Well, at least he won't be needing his blaster anymore. Mine now. I wonder what else he has in his pockets. Now would be nice, Liana.
You troopers, secure the target. We've got the Jedi boxed in.
A Jedi?
Come with us, now!
Huh? What?
Listen to the Force, child. Follow where the music leads you.
Listen to the music. Follow where it leads.
We don't have time for this. Grab her, men!
Follow the dance of the music.
Watch it! She's making her move.
In the music, you armored fellas dance so... slowly.
Screw the orders! Kill her!
Ah! Whoa. That explains why she wanted off this rock so badly. Are you coming sometime today?
Patience, Ren.
Right on time, Captain.
How do you always get yourself into these predicaments, Ren?
That was cutting it a little too close, Liana.
You girl! You're who I've been searching for! Wait. A red lightsaber? That means you're a Sith!
Huh? Hey, Jedi, behind you!
Lousy, stinking Jedi!
A stun blast!
I think we got him.
But not before he killed the Jedi.
The Jedi is not dead, merely stunned. He will awaken eventually. I believe we should all leave this place before more troops arrive.
Captain, our contact's dead. We need to get the hell off this rock now.
Did you get the information?
Got the key to the warehouse, but we're not getting paid.
Damn.
My name is Kara Talvanden, and I can pay if you'll take me off world.
I told you, we don't have room.
A moment, Ren. I cannot guarantee you'll be any safer with us, Kara Talvanden. But you handled yourself well in the fight. We will take you with us.
Where's my pouch? Ah, if this won't pay for transit, I'm willing to work as well.
An Achean crystal? This is worth more than the cost of passage. Though we would appreciate if you would aid us in loading our cargo before we launch. Ren is right. We need to hurry.
If there's room and enough change from that trinket, this Jedi lump comes too. I need information he has, and I don't think there's time to get it here.
Leon, and that self-righteous idiot almost got us killed. I don't like the idea of him roaming our ship.
Very well, but I will take custody of his weapon, and he will be confined until I see if he can be trusted. Is that acceptable?
Works for me.
Come on, I've got a speeder outside.
Will this heap hold up till we get back to your ship? Between us and the cargo, it's almost scraping the ground.
Hey, you want altitude? We can always drop the idiot.
Enough, you two. Ren, consider the Jedi paid for cargo if you must, but let this lie.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we have time to get off world before the blockade slams shut.
We should make it with room to spare. There, that is our hangar.
Well, there she is, the Wanderer. She's not much to look at, but she's solid.
She's beautiful.
Didn't get off the farm much, did you, kid? Here, we gotta get these four crates from the warehouse loaded.
Out of the way, Spacer. I can take two. We wait for you. We may as well put down roots.
Farm girls. You know, Mr. Sleepy Jedi, it would be so easy to just leave you here.
Don't even think it.
No way she heard me. Did she just read my... You want him, you go get him. And if I think for a minute you're using Jedi mind tricks to influence either of us to do something, I'm kicking you off this ship no matter what Leanna says.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. Now excuse me.
Ren, she paid for both of them. Please, try to be civil.
Where do I put him?
Back in the speeder.
Enough, Ren. We have a job to do.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go start the pre-launch.
Thank you, Captain. I don't want to be a bother about this.
Come, bring him. I'm afraid Ren and I have been accustomed to having the ship's crew quarters to ourselves. Here, this is the dormitory. Settle him on whichever of the unused bunks you please.
Three total, one obviously used, two pristine. Here you go, Jedi. I guess this one's mine, then.
If you wish to sleep in the men's dormitory, you are welcome to. But I think you may be more comfortable in the other room.
Other room? I thought you said... I don't mean to pry, but, aren't you and Ren, you know, together?
We are only friends and business partners.
Oh, sorry.
I suppose I can see where you might think that. I can show you where you'll be sleeping if you like. It's not far. I will lock the door and set the droids to watch the Jedi.
Droids?
We have two on board. They mostly assist with repairs and maintenance, although one of them does have some protocol programming for translation. B4, could you come to the men's dormitory? We have a guest I'd like you to keep an eye on.
Yes, Captain. I am afraid T5E4 is about to inadvertently do harm to Master Ren in the name of streamlining the pre-flight checklist.
I'll tend to it. Please alert us when this man wakes up. Provide him with food and drink if he requests it, but do not release him from the dormitory.
Yes, Captain. I will take up station inside.
Good. Armikar?
He, before that is, mentioned another droid doing harm to Ren?
T5. He's a bit, eccentric. I'm afraid his personality, if you will, has become very aggressive. His programming will not allow him to actually harm an organic being, but it doesn't stop him from trying.
Thanks for the warning.
It's not that bad, really. Here we are. If you'll excuse me, I need to get to the cockpit. Please take either of the other bunks and make yourself comfortable, and let B4 know if you need anything.
Well, this is it. My first time in a spaceship. And so my adventure begins. Huh. In the old legends, the adventure is always grand or exciting. But every new thing I see just reminds me of what I've lost. Mother, father, my friends.
Come on, Dodge. I understand that everyone else wants to get going, too. We can make it worth your while if you bump us up to the top of the list.
Are you trying to bribe me, Ren?
Of course not, Dodge. You know we're honest. I'm just trying to expedite things. Our cargo is vital and time-sensitive. We need to lift off immediately.
Why didn't you say it was vital? All right, I'll see what I can do. But you owe me, Ren.
Is he a friend?
Sort of. He's a good man. I usually buy him a few rounds when we're here.
One of your many contacts?
Yeah. So now we hurry up and wait.
I know that look. You're worried about our passengers.
It's not just a personal thing, Liana. I don't trust Jedi. I thought the kid may have used a mind trick when we were loading the sleeping idiot. We can't be sure she isn't manipulating us to... Forget it. I just don't trust her, even less than I trust the idiot.
I know. You do not trust anyone easily.
No, I don't. I trust you, Liana. Even if you trust too easily.
Wanderer, this is Dera-4 Traffic Control. You're cleared for lift. Hey, be careful out there, Ren. I don't know what the Sith are after, but they're pretty insistent that it's here. I got you an escape vector that should put you past their forming blockade. But don't dawdle, read me.
Thanks, Dodge. You're a lifesaver.
Here we go. Everyone, brace yourselves. We are raising ship.
I hunt the currents of the Force. I feel your elusive echo, Blade Dancer's kin. You are the key I seek. There. Breach, this is Lord Venar.
Lord Venar, how may we serve you?
A ship is launching from the world below, from the western region on the far side of the planet, is it not?
Yes, my lord. A light freighter. We're moving to intercept, but its vector puts it at the fringe of our effective zone.
Our quarry is on that ship. Launch every droid fighter we have ready.
Yes, my lord. A flight is already in the area, and we will reinforce them at once.
Do not lose that ship. Everything depends on taking it intact. Venar out. Soon, Blade Dancer's kin. Soon, we can truly begin.
Three more fighters coming in. 0.65.
I see them.
What's going on?
Sit down, shut up, and strap in. We're under attack.
How can they maneuver like that? A person in that ship would be crushed.
I don't think they're manned. Their movements are too precise. Hold on, I'm gonna try something. Let's see how you like this.
Hurry! They're all around us.
There.
What? They're targeting each other?
They're scrambling more fighters. We need to get out of here now.
Already working on it. Engaging hyperdrive. Now! Safe.
Does this sort of thing happen often?
More often since we met you. I don't know who you annoyed, girl, but they're serious about getting you.
Ren. Forget it. I'm too tired.
Why did the fighters attack each other?
I sliced into the transmissions from their control ship and convinced them that we were friendly and that the other fighters were hostile.
Is that hard?
Not for me.
So underhanded sneakiness comes naturally to you. Is that it?
Whatever.
Captain, the guest is awake, and he appears to be in a rather foul mood.
And now, Kara Tal Vanden has slipped past the Sith forces encircling her home. Accompanying her are two desperate smugglers and a young Jedi, who may hold the answers she so desperately needs. But her escape has not been as total as she may hope, for dogging her trail are not merely the Sith, but the forces of destiny, which even now gather around young Kara like a storm about to break. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, Episode 2, Convergence, based on the fan fiction by Devin Cox and Jenna Wilson, and the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Heard in this episode were Sarah Moore as Kara Tal Vanden, Jim Perry as Ren Thalani, Catherine Ranella as Liana, Nathan P. Butler as Lord Vinar, Andrew Gilbertson as Captain Hirrodin, and Hazen Nestor as Aaron Rod. Also heard were Devin Cox as Gareth, and Edwin Tiong and Quentin Boyd, the Sith Troopers. This is Nathan P. Butler. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcast, is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program is dedicated to the memory of Brian Daly. Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.
In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice, worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media. Uncover creative audio treasures. Find inspiration from the annals of history. And battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.